So she was really supportive. I once got kicked out of a civics class in 9th grade because I disagreed with the teacher, because he was talking about how horrible the caste system was in India, and I agreed with him on that. And I said, "But we probably should look at what the caste system is in the United States in terms of race." I think I used the word racism, and he said, "Well, we don't use that word in this class." And I said, "Racial bigotry? No, we don't use that word in this class." And I said, "Well, I'm talking about people in the ghetto." "Oh, we certainly don't use the word the ghetto." And I said, "Okay, people who aren't white, who live in substandard housing in urban areas." And I was getting sarcastic and nasty, and he kicked me out. The school wasn't going to let me go back into a civics class, which was required to graduate, unless I signed a statement that I would never disagree with the teacher again.
Oh my goodness,
Yeah,
this is
yeah.
America.
This is America, a very small town in America. My mom came in with me after I was suspended from school, and I finished my 5 days out, and she came in and talked with me and the principal. I remember her saying, "It's a civics class. You can't not allow free speech if you're going to talk about civics in the United States. There's no way my son will sign this. He doesn't want to. I would not allow him to do that against his will." And she was great. She said, "And I just have 4 words for you, ACLU." And what was great is I was sent into a different teacher. They wouldn't let me go back, and I was happy not to go back. And my teacher was a very principled conservative. He and I disagreed, but I really learned that people I disagreed with can be thoughtful, can be committed, can be moral. We just have a different view of things. And what became so obvious to me about this was it was on Law Day, National Law Day. And so he gave this 10-minute talk about law and order and how we should do it. And he finished his talk and he said, "Steve, I'm wondering if you'd like to get up and say a few words about civil disobedience." And he let me.
That's wonderful.
It was wonderful. And
Yeah.
I had tremendous respect for him, and he had tremendous respect for me. And that's where I really got a vision of what a democratic community could really be. Even if we disagree, we're still part of the same community and we can treat each other with respect.